I am so excited to be back as your host, Cassidy Arbelli of the Unburden Your Business podcast, where we talk about business, life, and everything in between with amazing weekly topics that are really going to help you get on your business game and give you the life that you really want. So, knowing that your time is super precious, let's dive into today's episode. I'm so excited to be back. Welcome to season two. So today I am so excited to welcome Amber, a good friend of mine, a client of mine, a fellow female entrepreneur in the insurance industry. And she is such a fierce and ambitious female, which is what this is all about. And I am super excited to have you, Amber. I've been kind of wanting to have you on the podcast, and I'm excited to be able to showcase all these women. And so we're just going to have a chat and just keep it super casual and talk a little bit about your experience and your story and where you're at and some things. And we're just going to keep it real, right? So talk to me a little bit about your evolution from, you know, what you were doing before and how you got into entrepreneurship and what that's been like for you.
Yeah, so I started in the insurance industry about 17 years ago, just as a producer in an agency. I had great mentors who really poured into me. I was kind of like the only salesperson in the office, and they just took me under their wing, taught me everything about the business, and just loved it. So I think from the very beginning, I always kind of knew that I wanted to go into the role of agent myself, but I was young. And so it took many years for me to actually have that, like, you know, courage to do it. Finally, a few years ago, just took the risk. There was some changes in my life that just made it possible. And I just knew I couldn't continue making somebody else all the money. It was time for me to do this for myself. I felt like I was basically running everything. And I'm like, why am I just doing this for someone else and not myself?
Yeah, totally understand that. What would you say has been the biggest shocker of becoming a business owner?
I feel kind of alone a lot of times, and it's hard to, you know, always know what to do and what not to do. You're kind of just leaning on yourself. So I didn't go into it with a huge support system, which I've learned now that that's necessary. I need other business owners to kind of bounce ideas around. I did go into it thinking, oh, I know this. I've been doing this like 15 years. I've got this down. But the business side is a completely different element than actually the operations of an agency. So that was kind of a shocker. And then also my biggest struggle is staffing. And so I come from an agency and I was one that was so like long-term and didn't ever think about leaving. So I was pretty shocked to see the turnover rate in the industry.
Also too, I mean, when you're someone, you're kind of always like thinking, it just as an entrepreneur too, it's like, why isn't everyone just like me, right? Like,
yes.
Why isn't everyone else here for the long term and all these other reasons? And I think just like you said before, you know, sometimes people just get sick of making money for other people, or there's different things that happen in their life. And so as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you're so dedicated to your business baby that, you know, you want people to be just as dedicated, but that's takes a very special art to learn how to craft and can absolutely be done. And so I know that is definitely something, you know, just knowing you a little bit, you are really great at, even though you're being a little hard on yourself, but you definitely figured out how to do that. So going back to like the loneliness part, talk to me about what type of support system you have now.
Well, I have you, of course, which has been incredible. It's really helped me focus on what I need to focus on and really laser in areas that maybe were scattered all over the place before. So that's been tremendous help. I have a lot of other agents that I've been friends with, and it was more about actually being willing to reach out to them, I would say. Sometimes I think, especially as a woman, maybe you want to prove you can do it all on your own and you don't need anybody. But just kind of stepping back and saying, you know what, we can all do this together. And now I do reach out to others. I'll see what other people are doing, you know, bounce ideas, those types of things, instead of just feeling like, okay, just wing it. try it and wing it. No, now I kind of want to get some feedback from other people that are doing it.
Yes, I love that. So I definitely agree with you about the, you know, generations and decades of women trying to prove that we are worthy, we are enough, we should be treated equal, we should be, you know, to other standards of male counterparts or different things like that. And so we decide that we're going to declare that we're going to do all this on our own. You know, we don't need anybody else. And I believe that that's true in so many ways. However, we sort of shoot ourselves in the foot because now we're so expected to do things on our own, or instead of having certain roles and being great at certain things and living in our uniqueness as individual women, we are now just trying to be all to all, you know, do all that stuff. Right. And so I definitely agree with that. And I think that I love the fact that you've reached out to more people and been able to say, okay, you know, I don't have to do this on my own. There are other people. I don't want to feel lonely in entrepreneurship or in my industry, whichever industry, you know, you guys who are listening are in. Talk to me a little bit about what it's like to be the female side of an industry that is still very male dominated, even though I feel like we're making movements, right? That's kind of the reason I show up, but talk to me a little about that. Have you had any experiences that were positive or negative, or how does that feel now for you?
I personally feel like it's a positive. I know in my area, if people search for me, I'm usually the only female. So that is always a plus. And there are certain people that are just drawn to, you know, support women. So I think it's wonderful. I've never really run into any negative feelings necessarily, but I'm comfortable in all areas. So if I'm in a room with all men, I don't feel intimidated. But I could see how that could happen. But if somebody is, I just steer clear of who I don't want to be around, and I just surround myself with who I want to. So I feel like it's a positive. And I also think it's a positive to showcase that we can do this and we can be just as successful, if not more.
100%. Yeah. I also feel like, you know, there's more resources coming out that are more geared towards women, and just the way, you know, our personalities are, the way our nature is, the way we conduct business, because it is different sometimes, especially if we're living authentically and we're tuning into our feminine side and not always trying to be masculine to,
yes,
you know, make others feel comfortable or try to keep up with others. And I truly feel like when I tapped into who I really was and my own innate unique qualities that I could bring to the table is when I really took off and I became kind of unapologetic about it. I, you know, still have a very masculine side when necessary or when I need to tap into that. But that's when I feel like more and more people became attracted to the way I do business as a woman in my own way. Right.
Yep.
And so I love just encouraging people to step into that and not be afraid, because, you know, there are great things we do. There are great things that men do. There are great things that we all do as a species. It doesn't necessarily always matter, but I don't think that we need to be afraid. And I love the fact that you're not intimidated and that you can set boundaries to protect yourself from things, yes, that just don't make you feel good. And that's okay. You don't have to be anywhere if you don't feel right. And I think that's something that people need sometimes permission or a reminder to remember. So talk to me about this year coming into 2021, obviously 2020. I mean, I feel like everyone says 2020 was just a big shit show, but like, it's still obviously happening. There's still some things going on, but talk to me about you turning into this year. What were some of the goals? What were some of the biggest things that you wanted to shift in your business this year?
One of the biggest shifts was I really wanted to focus on referrals and really building those relationships. So I took it upon myself to, you know, really put myself out there, join certain groups, and just make that more of a focus. Also, I'm trying to shift more into some different types of businesses, like commercial business for my agency, and getting like the solid processes in place. So that was kind of bringing you into the mix and all of that stuff. I felt like when I went into the year, things were good, but felt a little bit chaotic and it wasn't sustainable. And so I knew I needed to make some shifts with processes, with just foundational stuff, honestly. And so that I feel like that's come a long way. Everything is feeling peace and peaceful and steady. And I don't feel like just a crazy person running around the place all the time.
Yeah. And we talked about this last week too on our one-on-one call, but like you said something that to me was everything. It was worth all the time, all the energy, all the effort of like, I didn't realize that it could be this easy or this peaceful. And that statement was just like it would literally, I could cry right now just thinking about you being able to have that feeling.
Yeah.
Because I know what that feeling is. I know what it means. I know the difference between how it was and how it is now for me. And it doesn't mean that there's not chaotic moments still. It doesn't mean that there's not seasons of more and then other seasons where it's a little less, right? But it's the foundational stuff you're talking about that you've been able to implement and then learn how to do that even when you might gear off. So like even I'm right now in a season of kind of this new business and all these things, and it still feels a little chaotic over here on this side of my life. I know how to build those things. So it's not going to stay that way. And it's not going to be that way for a long time, but it can be easy. Entrepreneurship and business ownership. Yes, there's fires, there's things that happen and things can change at any moment. But for the most part, if you create that foundation, it can be easier and it doesn't have to be, you know, just a struggle all the time, which is also why this podcast is called Unburden Your Business, right? So we create this business because we want all this freedom. We want all these things. And all of a sudden we don't create that and it becomes another burden in our life. So I love that. I think that's like the most special thing, that if I could do anything to help somebody and, or just for me to scream from the rooftops, is that it can be this way. It doesn't have to be, you know, other ways. That would be amazing. Talk to me a little bit about what this means for you in the future, you know, just kind of like it having more of that peace, or what does that start looking like moving into maybe 2022, which I know is still a little bit a ways away, but kind of thinking about how you're shifting into the next year.
Well, it makes it easier for me to grow, first of all, because I can add people on and they just kind of flow in, and it's an easier process, not this 3-month ordeal to, you know, see if it's going to work out. I have a vision of being able to grow my team and of course grow business at the same time through that, and have it be a peaceful journey and allow me to step back. I now have things in place, and as it goes on, I'm noticing, okay, there, I'm not needed in such pivotal day-to-day operations, and that is everything. Because if I do need to go network, or if I need to travel just for peace of mind, I have that ability. And that did not seem possible a year ago. And now I'm starting to see, like, next year, it's going to be much different. I'm already kind of pulling back a little bit each week, and next year will be even more.
I wish you could like see, but I have goosebumps. I really do. I have goosebumps. Because you're saying too, like, even in 2022, you're like, I can scale and I can do it easier. So not only can I grow my business, but instead of it being chaotic where it wasn't as, you know, we've been growing it this year, but like in the beginning it was chaos. Now it's easier, but I can grow it, but also scale it and also enjoy it in the process.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Oh, mind blowing. Who would have known? And then also talking a little bit about, you know, being able to step back and not be doing all the things all the time. And I think that's a big misconception, that if you do that, if you step away a little bit from your business, like, everything's going to fall apart. It's all going to burn and crash. And maybe sometimes if you don't have things in place or you haven't worked on certain foundations, but like, no, sometimes when you step away, you can now work on your business and scale it and see it from a different perspective where you suddenly start growing it, as opposed to if you're so stuck in it, you can't make those moves and then you're not growing, right? So some people think when they step away, they're going to lose business. They're going to have their business fall apart, but it can actually be the complete opposite. Something about you that I absolutely love, and this is just going to kind of be the last question because we are both busy girls. I want to talk to you about being someone who is 1000% an action taker. You are a doer. And I'm wondering, where did that come from? Is that something you've had to just learn over the years and like be disciplined? Is this something that like your parents ingrained in you? Like, where do you think your action taking personality and discipline kind of came from?
I think it's a little bit of both. I grew up as an only child. So it was kind of like, I was the one that had to do everything for myself. And so I think that played a big part of it. And I also had a lot to prove, I felt, growing up. So I really did push myself. I've always been very competitive because I don't know why I wanted to stand out. It's probably insecurity, but that's just the way it was. So I've always pushed myself super hard. And then it's easy with what I'm doing now, just because I refuse to do things I don't love. So when I'm doing what I love, I just watch out. Here I come.
Okay. I love that because, you know, it's something that I talk about constantly. It's like, we can talk about strategy all day long, but if you don't take the action and you don't execute, you don't always have to execute perfectly, right? You just have to do something, just take a step forward, then you're not going to see any results. And all this time, even those that are listening to the podcast, if you're not taking some of these tips and tools and listening to some of the things that we talk about and see how you can apply it into your life, you're wasting your time listening to this. You have to take action. And I think you are a great example of that. So tell people, if they want to connect with you in any way, how they can find you.
Yes, I'm with Allstate Insurance, Amber Voigt in Surprise, Arizona. And my phone number is 602-337-2723. And I'm on Instagram at Allstate Amber AZ.
Awesome. I think that there'll probably be a part two one day to this, definitely down the road. We'll come back and check in on you and see how you're doing. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. You know, I love you so much.
I'm
so grateful and so blessed to have such incredible women in my life. You are definitely one of them, and just being able to connect. I mean, we've never even met in person, but I feel like that's going to change soon. I'm going to try to make that happen. And yeah, so thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you. Appreciate it.